Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you already know. Welcome everybody to the show. How everybody doing?
Yep. We welcome y'all to Turn Up Tuesday. Now, you all already know what the topic is about. And one thing I realized, you know, it's rules to being a friend with benefits. You know that. It's rules.
I don't know. It's rules, but, like, how do you know how to manage these rules? Like, I'm sure you have a whole handbook of, different stuff you've collected over the week.
You already know. I actually have three, but the two, I have the Ten Commandments of to being friends with benefits, and then my
two
other
bullshit.
It's Ten Commandments. There's 10 commandments of being a friend with benefits. And also, it's 10 rules of being friends with benefits. It's serious. But before we get into all that, let's just talk about how we feel about it. Because of course, everybody, I saw the comments. You know, everybody ready to hear the show. So of course, they like to know what we think about it. Of course, before we go into the topics now. I started off. Personally, I am a woman, of course, and women, we are not all of us think like that, but the majority of women, we are emotional creatures. So some of us just can't, a lot of women just can't be that cutty, but, you know, that's what we call it.
My thing is women initiate these things. They put themselves in position to be friends with benefits. Y'all ain't like men do all that by ourselves. That's what I don't get.
We ain't doing all this by ourselves.
Women have to participate in order for this to happen. So it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous for a guy
to be the initiator to having friends with benefits. Most time it's the woman.
Yes. Because I'm gonna tell you something about us. We are willing to commit. Because like I said, we don't think what y'all dicks. We don't.
Man, look. Women these days, you must have been on Facebook today.
I saw some
women on Facebook stealing dick right now. It's some women on Facebook right now stealing dick.
I saw that. Wait, I mean, did she really do that, or that's just what Facebook was saying?
Nah, that's what the charges say. The charges say stealing dick. Let me find out if some other women around here making stealing dick. I don't know. That's not my cup of tea.
Well, I'm going to say this. It might be a couple bad apples out there. I don't know. You know, but I did see the charges, but it didn't. Well, I guess basically it did say that sexually something,
Sexual offenses. Like, okay, sexual offenses. What kind of sexual offenses can you do that you can get arrested for? I done did a lot of sexual offenses, and I have never been arrested for having a sexual offense. So she had to do something that provoked this person to call the law. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but, man, how you take a dick, though?
That's see, what I'm saying. Maybe they were friends with benefits, and, you know, they were chilling, and they were doing friend with benefits type thing. And then his girlfriend or something might have pulled up in the yard, came through, whatever, the nigga panicked. The nigga, the thought of the first thing came to his mind was like, shit, I'm going to call the police on you, bitch. I don't know.
Say you tried to take it.
This nigga done got this girl locked up for trying. He's all right. It's three sides to every story. The truth, yours, theirs, and the truth.
But it had to be something to it because she went to jail. I'm trying to figure it out.
Because in actuality, she tried to take it.
She had to try to take it.
Cause you know, law. Okay, you got to do a law. This is how you do a law. This is the way it's wrote. If, let's say I can be like, I know I'm DUI, but in my mind, I'm like, I know I ain't that drunk. I can drive, and I can make it to the house.
Right.
But the police pull you over, it DUI because you over the limit or what they think that you're supposed to be, and it's the law. So if you over here and you don't pull my dick out and then you like got like some blood in your mouth, you going to jail for taking stealing dick.
I'm just saying, and everybody just see Facebook, y'all. Y'all be hard on people, though. I mean, the girl, somebody done posted, or I saw a charge, and everybody's just, they just going in. They didn't even give her a chance to state her claim. You know, ain't nobody.
Well, you know, when she'll get out tomorrow and whatever, whenever they give her a bond or whatever, she'll get out.
Then she'll be able to.
They ain't even give her no bond. So whatever she did was like some real shit. Like she took some dick. She stole some dick. Like let's say you walk in the store and you steal some clothes. She walked in the house and stole some dick. You know, the nigga might have been asleep. I don't know.
You
can't take my dick while I'm asleep. I can be dead ass drunk. Now you might can take some dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe I done been raped before. But you know how a nigga be playing? You know how a nigga be ran? You know how a nigga be playing? And they'll text a girl and be like, hey, girl, you need to come over here and take this dick, girl. You know what I'm saying? Then when she get over there, she take the dick. But, you know, he probably text someone like, come over here and take this dick, girl. So when she got over there, she really was intentionally finna take the dick. I don't know.
So, do you think he must have got scared?
No, I think a big argument ensued where is if the old lady find out about it, she came home, whatever, she might have been the one to call the police. Like I said, it three sides to every story, the truth, yours, and theirs. So she might have could have been the one to be like, call the police on him. She could have caught her, and then he's going to just go along with it because, you know, if both of them stay in the projects or whatever, he don't even vote to be there anyway. You know, he might get kicked out. You know what I'm saying? Anything can go on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that girl really took. In all honesty, though, I really don't think that girl took no dick. I don't even think it's humanly possible to take dick. I don't know. And if she needed dick that bad, I know it's a lot of niggas in her inbox, man, because she be wearing, like, little tights and stuff, and her pussy was, like, real fat. So,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. You saw that?
But no, I'm just saying, like, that was she wear stuff like that, just to be like, you know. But we got a new listener listening now. I don't even want to think we be talking about fat pussies and stuff, which we do,
right?
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, just you know, tell her is one thing about us, one thing about the turn up, we definitely, we don't talk politics, we don't judge, you know, and we just say whatever. You know, because I was looking at a lot of people been posting upset about the whole gay marriage and all that. You know, I mean, I each his own. You know, I'm not God, and I can't judge. I can't judge anyone.
I'm definitely not going to speak on the gay marriage thing because I'm not here to one. I'm not the one that anybody got to answer to. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I've done things that consist of not being godly or whatever, and I still sometimes preach scriptures out of the Bible or make certain posts about the Bible. So I'm not here to knock nobody in what they do. So, you know, that's how that goes. I'm over that little situation, whatever.
Right. But, you know, it is to each his own.
Right.
Back to this situation
about the friends with the benefits. It's been so long since I've had a friend with benefits. You know, women, you right. You know what? I'm gonna recant what I said earlier about women initiating that, because women are emotional, and they do want to have relationships. And
right.
I've met women that don't want to have relationships. But majority, I would say 70% of women want a relationship after so long,
right,
if they're single.
Right.
So, you know, like if they're in a relationship or married or whatever, they probably cool with the friends with the benefit type thing.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know, being at the age that I am, you know, friend with benefits is cool. But, you know, I'm at the point now where I want a relationship. I want a relationship, and I want to try to build a foundation, because, you know, I want to have a real stable relationship where I can grow and make positive movements and be an empire together.
Right.
But, you know,
that's true.
But, you know, it's a lot of women right now, they judge you.
Well, yeah,
how you feel about it?
Some do, but for me, like I said, I'm emotional. I'm an emotional creature, so I mean that's something that I couldn't be a man. I could be someone's friend with benefits, you know, because my feelings would be into. Because in order for me to even get intimate, you know, become intimate with you, I'm gonna be feeling you anyway. So I know for a fact.
Hold on. So what you mean, like, if you can be feeling somebody and be intimate with them without being in a relationship and being in a committed relationship?
But,
yeah, I know you
mean,
can. Why women lie so much about not having casual sex?
I think
it's a lot of buffoonery. You don't want to do it, but you've done it. You might just think you did it. Because, you know, you think the dude was into you like that, but he might have could have portrayed the type of person that he figured that you want him to be, and then next thing you know, he's had casual sex with you thinking it's something real, but you've been duped out of your cookies.
Well.
You see what I'm saying? So then you hang around more and more, then you start to realize this nigga ain't shit. And then next thing you know, you've had casual sex, and you really had pretty much came with friends with benefits. Y'all get what y'all were doing. Y'all were going out to eat. Y'all was in the club, being seen everywhere. Y'all were fucking or whatever. Then all of a sudden, boom, he wound up talking to somebody else. And then, boom, that's when this shit hit the fan.
Okay, women can't control
when they friends with benefits.
Okay, well, I do have
it's all on a man.
I do have a comment from one of our online listeners.
Okay.
Somebody will always catch feelings between the two in a friends with benefits relationship. It doesn't work for long. And I agree with that. That's what I'm saying, because I mean, I know for a fact because I already know he to me. I'm not saying anybody else. I'm sure he's gonna be very attractive, and I just know that I'm going, you know, I'm gonna catch feelings, and it's not gonna work because he's just that friend with benefits, but then I'm gonna want something out of the deal. So this goes. So let me go on.
What you gonna want? What you gonna want?
I want a relationship with him. You think
he can have a relationship with you and still be friend with benefits?
Okay.
He can treat you just like he was in a relationship. But he's gonna continuously tell you that y'all don't go together. I would just say some shit like that. Well, somebody said it telling you y'all just friends.
See, this is the thing that would irk me. That would definitely irk me. I could not be in a situation like that. I could not, no. Because I'm going to want more. And just like, you know, friends with benefits, okay, like you said, you just been in a situation like that. So, you know, friends, you already know friends with benefits only going to go so far. You know, but see, I'm going to want the date. I'm going to want the romance. I'm going to want to, you know, so,
But what actually is friends with benefits? You know what I'm saying? Like, does it have to be sex involved? Does friends with benefits, you can have a friend and treat it like a relationship. Because you can tell that they get mad about certain things or whatever.
Let me get to the definition, okay?
Let's get to the definition.
This is from Psychology Today. Friends with benefits. Well, I'm just gonna start from the beginning. I'm not gonna read the whole article, but I'm gonna stop in a minute. Well, I'm so sick and tired of all your hissy fits. We're having so many differences. If we could just say no to this relationship, we could be best friends with benefits. And this is what Randy Rogers went through. The relationship of friendship, basic friends with sexual benefits. That's what friends with benefits mean. And this has This has become very popular in the new millennium. And so basically, it is a lot of people doing it. The complex emotional experience of romantic love involves two basic partners. But this said romantic love. Now I don't think I really agree with this article. Because if you're saying friends with benefits, you know, what I'm looking for is, like you said, the definition, just friends with sexual, you know, with sexual benefit. That's what it's about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, that's what I'm looking for. But anyway, what he states is friends with benefits, these type of relationships include sexual relationship, nothing romantic. It's basically like casual sexual affairs, no romantic love. It's really not serious, you know.
Okay, so basically what I was doing was courting. So yeah, take me out of that. I went. I didn't have a friend with benefits. I was courting. Go ahead.
So therefore you like.
But not. You can like somebody and still have a friend with a benefit, but you know where to go with that. You know what I'm saying? You know where to go with friends with benefits.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to read from this article just the definition of friends with benefits.
Right.
So basically, it's just a sexual relationship with friends with no romantic love, you know, and basically it's just what it is. You guys are just sexual partners. That's it. Okay, which leads to Glamour, the article that I was reading from Glamour. And it states, which is really funny to me, 10 rules of being friends with benefits. So there are rules to being friends with benefits.
Yeah, let me hear these rules so I can run these down to people
if I ever decide to have a friend with benefits. Then I'm going to roll into the 10 commandments of being friends with benefits, okay? So it's two different articles, but this one comes from Glamour. And the first rule is do think twice about hooking up with your neighbor. There are without a doubt many pros to having a friend with benefits living close by you. Your walk of shame, and it gets very, very embarrassing. You don't have to worry about driving home after one or two meetings or one or two glasses of wine, and usually you'll be able to tell if he or she is at home. Now, this is now basically they're talking about being a friend with benefits with someone in your neighborhood, like a neighbor. Okay?
Rule number two.
Don't convince yourself the relationship is more serious than what it is. See, let me tell you something. The more time that this is where I'm coming in, what I'm going to be right at, because I'm right anyway. But I'm really going to be right when I tell you how I feel about this. Because when you start spending more time with someone, you start spending more and more time with somebody, of course you're going to start catching those feelings, just like the online listener stated. You know, it will not last long. It will not last long. And anyway, behind that, no matter how hard sex buds try not to fall in love, there is always the possibility that one or both parties will catch feelings.
Mainly the woman.
Well, it's always gonna be the woman.
It can be men. It can be a man too. But
well,
more than likely, if you got friends,
because that man hadn't had me yet. It'll be me. I'm gonna turn him out. So yeah. So no, you can't say that.
I just laugh at you. I just think about what you be saying. All right, go ahead then, Nikki.
Well, he ain't had me yet, but when he gets me, you're right.
Stalkerville. It's juicy like that.
You done seen me. That's what I'm trying to do. You already know how I go down. You already know. You think I'm playing. Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no game on here, baby. This ain't no joke here, Nikki D.
All right.
Okay? Don't let me start posting on Facebook and on Twitter. Don't look back at it. Okay? Shoot, my whole
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Don't let me put that two-piece on and do that look back at it.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, well, rule number three. Do proceed with caution if you met someone new. You don't need to hit the brakes immediately with your friends with benefits when you meet someone new, because you never know where that's going to go. But and actually, this is coming from a woman. This is coming from a woman. So you definitely don't want to. If you meet someone new, you don't want to cut off your friends with benefits. Don't assume that the person that you like is actually into you. So just always keep your casual sex partner on the side just in case. Okay. Let's go to rule number four. Don't encourage friends and family to hang out with your friends with benefits. That's another thing. I know, but that's what I'm saying. But that's another thing that will make someone feel like they're actually in a relationship when, you know, when you had that friend with benefits and you guys started
Listen. If it almost sounds like you were side chick or side nigga, you know what I'm saying? Friend with benefits seems like, in order to be a side nigga or a side chick, you would have to be in a relationship, right? Unless you just dealing with different people and everybody's side nigga and like everybody you fucking with, everybody's side chick.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Of course it is. So, you know, you're...
What about a replacement nigga?
Well, it doesn't say...
So you ain't know, I just hit you with that. I'm finna get you, I'm finna break you down the definition of a replacement nigga.
Okay, well, give replacement it to me. I'm open.
A replacement nigga is basically a side nigga with the capabilities of a main nigga. You know, he do stuff that main niggas do when he shouldn't do it. Like, you just read those rules of friends with benefits. He shouldn't do romantic nothing. He shouldn't do nothing. It should be all sex and go. But you have a replacement nigga that women, they got a guy that they conversate with, they go out with, they do main nigga shit that main niggas do. They cuddle after sex, you know, they give you money, they shoot you a little change every now and then or whatever. They look out for you, and they play with your kids and all of that. That's a replacement nigga. That's a nigga that women don't want to tell everybody about. But I know it's a lot of replacement niggas around the world that, you know, they sit around, you know, like these women, they sit around, they got boyfriends or whatever, but they always got this guy they call and they talk to him. Now, side nigga, sometimes he'll listen, but he don't really give a shit about none of that. But a replacement nigga, he want to be in your life. He want to be that nigga. He want to be the main nigga. So he doing the things that a main nigga would do. But he's a side nigga, but he really a replacement nigga, but he just got enough feelings in himself that makes him want to replace the main nigga. That's a replacement nigga. You got me?
Gotcha.
So I know if you got a boyfriend and you and your boyfriend fall out, you texting the replacement nigga. Sometimes, like, women these days, they get a gay homeboy. And, you know, some of them don't have that privilege to have a gay homeboy because they don't get on, you know, they don't have no homosexuality in their system or whatever to just be friends with a gay person. So when a woman got that gay homeboy, she can talk to him about everything. He's not going to be a replacement nigga. That's poor. She's going to wind up with three niggas. She's going to have her main nigga. She's going to have the gay nigga, which is basically he really just there to be what the main nigga ain't. And the side nigga is to pick up all the slack that both of them ain't doing. Only thing the side nigga's doing is fucking and satisfying her needs.
Which is most of the time consists of sex. That is a friend with benefits. Okay.
That's a friend with benefits.
Okay. Well, you broke it down. Well, now I'm going to go to rule number five. You don't have to sleep over. Jenny, a 25-year-old single woman in New Jersey, says one of her favorite parts of having her friend with benefits is that she doesn't have to cuddle or have an awkward morning after. I can kick his ass out after the deed is done. For me, post-sex cuddling is all about emotional bonding and intimacy, and I have no interest in that with a sex buddy. I love saying goodnight, taking a hot shower, and collapsing in my bed, totally relaxed and satisfied. I can do that. I like to cuddle.
Replacement nigga. You want a replacement nigga.
I like to
cuddle. I came up with that today. I came up with replacement nigga today.
Hey, yeah, you know, I'm gonna post it. I've already posted it,
and I got a good feedback on it. Women were like, hell yeah, because, you know, women always be like, boom, like, you know, I might go in there right now and post, like, are you in a relationship, and you and your man going through problems, do you have a replacement nigga, do you need a replacement nigga, not a side nigga, you need a replacement nigga. It's a big difference between a side nigga and a replacement nigga.
Right. Well,
that nigga shouldn't do nothing.
Well, for those of you who just tuned into the show, basically what we're discussing tonight is the benefits friends with benefits. And if you guys have any views on it and would like to talk to Mailman and I about it, you know, of course, you know, we're always open. You know, the forum is always open. But we do have two articles that we are coming from one from Glamour Magazine, which is the 10 rules of being friends with benefits, and the other one is the 10 commandments of being friends with benefits. So therefore, you know, there's 20 different.
I can't wait.
20 different rules.
Can't wait to
and when
hear
you
the
say commandments, when you hear commandments, basically commandments mean this written in stone. You know what I think about?
Yeah, you got. Yeah. That means you got to do this.
You got to do this. So we're going to see. But, again, I will reiterate myself. I could not be a friend with benefits because I am emotional, and my emotions would get involved. So, therefore, I wouldn't just want that man to where we have sex and then I go home.
But listen, this is from a man's point of view.
Okay.
Me and you can be friends with benefits for so long. Like they always say, friends with benefits, they don't last long. But
no, because somebody's gonna end up falling in love.
Well,
you know?
Well, both of y'all may do that. You know what I'm saying? If it's a connection there, you ain't finna just pull up every night and just fuck and go. I don't know. I ain't never seen. Well, you know, yeah, I have. But what I'm saying is, you ain't finna just pull up and fucking go on a constant basis. Eventually, she probably call you on one of her little emotional things, and you probably out at the club, drunk, fucked up or whatever, and then she might call you and be like, "Hey, I need you to call through. It's some all this bullshit. There's so much going on in my mind." But in your mind, you're like, "Shit, all right, I'm finna go over and fuck." You know what I'm saying? So. You just happen to go over there. You go over there. This how niggas get caught up. You go over there. You want to fuck, but you going to wait it out. You going to listen to what she had to say. So you finna sit there and listen to what she has to say. And more likely, she's getting emotionally attached to you because she's talking to you about her situation. But in your mind, being a friend with benefit, you waiting on her to get through talking so she can shut up and fuck. Then, you know, you so drunk or whatever, then you gonna fuck, and then whatever, you know, you gonna pass out drunk. You wake up in the morning, she be done cook breakfast and all that, done bring you some food and all this and that. You gonna eat the food and everything. Niggas don't been caught slipping like that. So hence the reason friends with benefits can turn into relationships, because the same way you said women are emotional.
Right.
They can grow on you. You know what I'm saying? A woman can grow on you. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas get lonely. Don't never think niggas
ain't strong-minded
people, man. You know.
But let me tell you something, though, man. Let me stop you right there. Yeah, men do. They do get lonely. But let me see. But they can. You guys can just up and leave. You know when I say leave. You can find you another woman with, you know, another friend with benefits. It'll be faster than what us as women could do, because we think with our emotions first. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you saying that now, but then Big Booty Judy comes through there, then, and, you know, and okay, well, she fine. I'm gonna hit that. You know, then you'll start paying more attention to her. And I'm not saying that women won't do that either, because I know. I mean. I see dudes that don't look good, but I just know that I could lust for him, but I know I couldn't be with him. I would love, you know.
So you ain't never hit it and quit it?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Be lying?
Why would you think I'd be lying? When I say that, if no man can say that he done hit Nikki and quit. No. I have been in a relationship. I have never had a cuddy buddy. I've never had that. I've never had a friends with benefits. Everybody who I have been intimate with, I have been in a relationship with.
You better get you a cuddy buddy so you can realize how life is here.
So, hey, you want me to wait this late in life to go ahead and get me a cuddy buddy? Now, you know,
well,
what?
You might as well.
Now, let me tell you something. Now, what I will say is this. I've been single for a while now. Now I won't say what I won't do, you know, within the next year or two, if I am still a single woman. You know, I won't say what I will not do, but I can say today, as of today, I will not do it. But of course, I am a female. Of course, I'm a woman. I have needs as well. But I know how to, you know, suppress them. You know, I'm all right. I read a book. I call, get on the phone, you know, play Candy Crush.
Well, you can't call your homegirls every day when you horny. You can't read that book every day when you horny. You need some dick, man. You gotta get this dick now. Don't get right here like you for making it start taking dick now. Like, Lord, nigga don't took some goddamn dick over there on goddamn Unionville over there. She don't took some goddamn dick.
Whatever.
Don't let
her out. Whatever. Well, rule number six. Like I said, guys, you know, I see we have a lot of people on the show tonight. So, like I said, feel free because, of course, I'm going to go on with the rules. But if you have any questions or you want to talk about your friends with benefits, feel free to do it. But I'm going to go to rule number six, which states.
Hit that one button, man. Hit that one button. We want to hear what y'all got to say.
Yeah, of course. We definitely want to hear what you guys have to say. That, you know, it's an open forum. But until you hit that one button, and I will start doing again, like I stated last week, getting more chats in for you guys that listen online because we do have 99% of a lot of our listeners are online. So I definitely, if you guys want to kind of throw in some chats or whatever, I'm looking at the board. I can see it. So our tweet, you can tweet me, of course. I'm on all of our social pages right now. So with any other, do you have anything else that you would like to say? But anyway, rule number six: don't get mad if your friends with benefit goes out with someone else. Again, leads to me why I cannot do that. Remember, your friends with benefits is not your boyfriend. This means if you catch him with another girl on a date, he's not cheating on you. The same goes for you.
Can't say that.
You can't say that. And again, that would hurt my feelings. I will not. Okay, say for instance, we just messed around yesterday, and then therefore I go out. I'm just out, you know, with my girls or whatever. Then I see you with a woman. You all booed up, you know, catering to her, and then you just left behind. Now you came my house over just did it. Not gonna happen.
Mm.
I need the date, the wine,
mm.
dine,
mm.
and the, you know,
I need it all. I hear you. I had just encountered that type of situation where somebody was out, whatever. Look, man, me being single as I am, is hard right now, huh?
I'm single too.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you. So, if like let's say if I dealt with somebody or whatever, like boom, 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 they might have been telling their friends that they're such and such with me or whatever. When in actuality, it ain't that. So, like, let's say like one of their friends or something see me out, they might record a video or screenshot me or whatever and be like, hey, look at him. He out here doing such and such. Then they be like, dang, I can't even say nothing, but then they be hurt. I encountered that at one point where somebody felt like they said they were hurt about it, but they couldn't do nothing about it because they know where
they
we
knew
stand.
They knew what it was. And see, for
but
me,
but you know, it bothered me. It bothered me that they felt that way. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have just been like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I was like kicking shit. You feel me?
Right.
Everybody ain't getting fucked.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like I supposed to win and I be like when I was down here waiting, I want to get me something to eat today. Now I probably gotta wind up eat me some old bullshit. Cause I always like post on Facebook, I'm hungry, I'm gonna get some food. Somebody might chime in and be like, hey, I'm hungry. And I'd be like, hey, come through, get you something to eat or whatever. Me being nice and gentleman like as I am, I was like, okay, I'll wait. So, you know, I'm sitting here waiting before the show come on. I'm sitting here thinking, like, dang, my friend, I'm hungry. I still ain't ate right now to this minute. I'm really mad. I'll be more mad because I could have went eight by myself and been
right.
through with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of waiting on them, then they're going to hit me up with an excuse of why they didn't make it on time or why they didn't say whatever when I gave them the whole rundown of the whole situation that I had to do. And I went from the
right.
miss the radio show waiting on you to come, you know, to come eat or whatever, because I feed a homeless person, I feed anybody. That's
well,
the way I've been raised,
you know
what I'm saying?
Well, why you ain't never fed me?
Because you ain't never been like, hey, I'm hungry.
Shit. Drinks on you then.
I'm going to get me something to eat, but I got to settle for something, some bullshit, because I be downtown a lot, and I want to go to me like a little nice little restaurant to eat real quick or whatever, and then, you know, somebody, they want to eat.
So, okay,
and I'm
okay,
like, boom,
okay,
you can come
now,
eat.
Well, let me ask you something. Was that going to be a friend with benefits?
Nah, it wasn't going to be nothing. She was just going to get her something to eat, and I was going to pay for it. And I was going to get me something to eat, and I was going to pay for it, too. I was going to pay for both our meals. I don't mind feeding somebody. It ain't nothing
okay,
but feeding
well,
somebody. And then, you know, she could have left, but she could have had more. She could have had more in her to be
let
like.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why the hell we do this every week? Why do we jump off subject? Because you talking about food and something to eat, and we're talking about friends with benefits. And I'm trying to figure out, is
this
somebody you get that?
No, it's the same. It's the same with friend with benefits.
How? On the road.
She could have found out. Now we would have had a conversation, and when she came, I've never had any kind of outing with this person. She could have came down here and ate food, well, and our conversation could have scrubbed and turned into something else. But you know,
so
I don't say about my food.
Been,
I'm gonna eat.
Well, and I see that because I get the frustration in your voice. So what we're going to do is go to number 7. Do keep your relationship in the bedroom. See, again, you are using me for sex. After a few sexy nights spent with your friend with benefits, you may start to wonder if you should meet for coffee, see a movie, or do some other type activity. But Sean, a single 24-year-old guy from Ohio, he warns against it. Unless you're planning to have a more serious relationship, a date leads to someone who you think that it can go further. So, therefore, that's another reason why. Because I just can't be subject just to be in your bedroom. So, that's a no-no. Okay, rule number 8, protect yourself. Of course, we know that. You should be practicing safe sex regardless of whom you're sleeping with, but it is crucial to be careful with the sex buddy because that's all he is your sex buddy. Sometimes, you know, you got to think about it. Back in the day, when we called them cutty buddies, a lot of y'all, boy, young guys, were getting these cutty buddies pregnant.
Right,
I was just going to say that. It's a lot of babies out here, not just because I just slept with, you know, I was just, you know, well, she let me hit it, and, you know, you're not thinking.
But back then, niggas were fucking freaks and shit back then. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, they get caught up, then fuck around, then get a plate. That way it come from when you meet cute women now. They be talking to them, they see who your baby mama is, they be like, damn, she ugly. Because, you know, your baby, your child, 10, 11 years old now. Then
right.
Back then, you are frisking and frantically and stuff. Like, you were frolicking into the environment. So you don't really see too many. It ain't too many niggas got cute baby mamas, man, to be honest, to be real. If you got a cute baby mama, more than likely you were in a solid relationship. Or whatever, but most niggas I know, if they lying, if they got kids right now, if they were my age, more than likely, they baby mama really ain't, they ain't all that cute. They might got a nice shape. They either cute, without a shape, they cute or fat, it's a whole lot. It's just a whole lot that comes with that. You ain't finna meet, if you meet a man right now and his baby mama cute, that mean he started late, and you know that's what he did.
Okay, well I think I'm gonna make a man a cute baby mama.
Yeah. You make it cute, baby mama. You ain't got no kids?
Man, you know I don't have no children. Stop.
I didn't know this. How many abortions you done had? Huh? If you ain't had no baby, I ain't niggas ain't skeeting in now. Now I know for a fact. God damn, now. See, now you might have to rape a nigga. Yeah, you got to rape a nigga. It can't be good if you ain't never got pregnant. Now.
Oh, it's good. Believe that.
Oh, it's good.
Oh yeah.
Accommodate any kind of measures of being happy with a woman right now. But, you know, but as far as my Facebook goes, it all they see is me flirting, me talking, me saying this and that. And I'm trying to lean away from that. I stopped saying bitch. I stopped calling hoes. I stopped. If you look at my Facebook page, you see a lot of, you see me change from always telling cracking jokes and all that. I've been more serious or whatever, but you know, I'm trying to maintain my flirtatiousness, which I feel like is okay if you're single. I don't know if anybody noticed it yet though. You know, so I be trying to see if anybody noticed it.
I noticed it. After that picnic, I knew it was on then. Okay, rule number six. Don't think sex is required. Jazz, 31 years old, who's from California, started sleeping with her friends with benefits, and she says that it was freeing and adventurous and so much fun that we did it multiple times a week and even met up on lunch breaks for, you know, and see, that's what I be talking about. See, I can't have a friend with benefits I meet up on a lunch break. I want to meet up with my dude.
What
on
you
a
mean?
Lunch break.
I could come up to your job, hit you while you're working. You can go back. You can be having the worst day ever. You can be in there so frustrated.
Right.
I just pull up. Like, hey man, I'm outside.
And I would like for my man to tell me that. You know what I mean? It's nothing like having your own dude. You know, when you're right, just like what you said, and how she up and talking about friends with benefits coming to my job. And I want my dude to come to my job. Look, I'm outside. You know, I'm with it. Let's get it. You know, and I'm gonna be with it. That's why I can't wait. But you
got to wait on it though. You got to wait on it. You can't just you know. Everybody ain't for things like that.
And that's why I'm by myself, because I'm waiting on it. That's why I'm by myself. And that was rule number 10. Now we have really quickly, you know, we're going to go through the 10 commandments of being a friend with benefits. So basically, like we said before, 10 commandments, I'm thinking this is just really, really it. So commandment number 1, thou shalt not fall in love.
Duh.
This relationship yields a different kind of happy ending. You shouldn't be expecting Prince Charming to come rescue you on a white horse. You should expect someone to just the bang. That's what it says. This is the easiest rule to remember, but the hardest rule to follow. And I totally agree. Number 2, thou shalt not text unless it's about sex.
That's right.
The only text message you should be sending a friend with benefits is my place or yours, and possibly a naked picture that may or may not end up online somewhere.
Man, I'm convinced that a friend with benefits is pretty much a side nigga.
Once I hear the rest of these rules,
I'm gonna know. And I'm going to be able to officiate it, so continue
with
that.
You know, but I really don't think a friend with benefits is a side cat. Because think about it. That's somebody, you know, like how the girl stated, you know, in the other rules, they go home. So basically, you know, and she going to bed. Just like, I mean, no. So
side niggas go home?
Yeah, but side niggas, if you got a boyfriend or you married or something.
Well, that's what we think. I don't know. You can be a side nigga. I had a girl the other day that was on Facebook, and she was like, she don't want no boyfriend. She want all side niggas. So maybe you can have all side niggas.
Okay, well, commandment number 3, thou shalt not go on a date with a friend with benefits. Anything, and I mean anything,
side
can constitute a date. So you have to be extra careful. Grabbing coffee in the morning, afterwards, that's like a date. Quick bite to eat before a quickie, that's a date. Anything that promotes conversation outside of yelling, oh, God, is a date. Number 4, thou shalt not introduce to friends. The biggest friend with benefits, when you have a friend with benefits, the wrong thing is to introduce them to
it's
your
side
friends.
Nigga. It's a side nigga.
This is
nobody's supposed to know about you.
It's absolutely unacceptable unless you introduce them as follows. Hey, guys, this is such and such and such. We have a strict fuck. I'm not going to say that. We have a strict fuck relationship where we're horny. So you're not allowed to like this person because I honestly don't unless it's in my bed. Oh, my God.
Hey, I wish somebody pull up on me like this and just tell everybody that.
Ooh, okay. Commandment number 5, thou shalt keep the door open for new relationships. The reason these kind of relationships rarely work out is because people close themselves off from finding someone they actually want to be with. They think that
and then that's
what
women
already
that's
have
what,
someone
that's what women,
they're speaking
yeah.
with, they don't need to look for anyone else. And see,
that's where it comes from with women. That's why comes back to when you were saying you don't want to do that because the person you're having sex with is the person that you want to have a relationship with.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yep. Okay, commandment number 6, thou shalt not get jealous. Keep the lines of communication open. If you've met someone you like, have the courtesy to tell your sexual significant other. On the other hand, if they have met someone that they like as well, then, you know, they may not get as jealous. But, again, I cannot be a cut buddy because I would get jealous. Okay, and number 7, thou shalt know the difference between a backup and a friend with benefits. Okay? A backup and a friend with benefits are two completely different entities. A backup is a friend you probably have never slept with. You bring them to family functions, birthdays, office parties, etc. This person is most likely your best friend of the opposite sex, which I do have one of those, or several of those.
Okay, so basically that's a replacement nigga. That's what I was just telling you. I'm always right. It could be your best friend. More than likely your best friend either gay or he don't want you. That's the replacement, nigga.
You know
it's the replacement, nigga.
Let me say this. I do feel like I have guy friends that might be a tad bit attracted to me, you know. But we're just friends.
You ain't attracted to them?
I mean, I'm taking.
You ain't never got drunk. I always add liquor. When it comes to situations
let me tell you something. I have been drunk with one of my best friends, one of my good friends from high school. To this day, he can come stay with me and get drunk, and nothing will happen. We are stuck in the
he
same
gay.
Bed. We still do. He is not gay. He's not gay. Me and him. When I tell you, he'll come stay with me. We'll hang out. We'll go drink. We'll have a good time, and we will go to bed like it's nothing.
In the same bed. You be wearing a t-shirt.
I sleep accordingly because I don't even think he looks at me like that.
Now, if you come in there and put all them tights on, if we friend like that, you can sleep in a t-shirt with me. What you mean? Ain't no pressure.
Ain't no type of pressure.
We drunk, we call home, we fall off in whoever's house. We go straight to your room with him, and you take off all your clothes, and you just dive on, lay off in the bed,
I feel like he still wouldn't touch me. Because, it's never happened, and we've been friends since high school. And it's never happened. All through college, you know, he come stay with me, you know. It's never happened.
I just pictured you in a t-shirt, that's all, my bad.
Well, yeah, and it's a beautiful night. I'm gonna go on with the commandment. Commandment number 8: Thou shalt not cuddle. Say that shit for your next relationship. The beauty of a friend with benefits is that normal rules don't apply. You don't have to cuddle afterwards or spend the night, and you can tell the person what you like and how you like it, and no feelings should ever get hurt. This is a no-holds-barred relationship. Get yours and make sure you're always getting it good. Number 9. Mm. Thou shalt not be friends with benefits with an actual friend. Again, that's what I'm saying about my friend. Friends with benefits work best if it's with a person you recently met and haven't bonded with. Don't get me wrong. Plenty of us can get drunk and hook up with a person who is actually a good friend. The trick is not to let one hookup lead into a full-blown friend with benefits relationship. So, you know, but that's never happened. You know, we've never took it there, and we're not.
Are they gay?
He's not gay. Talked to him yesterday. He's definitely not gay. Thou shalt follow all of my rules.
Call him and ask him what he going to do when you put that pretty thing on him. He's going to be here. What you got? That's my song right there, though. I'm sorry. I'm off the edge again. K. Michelle so fine. K. Michelle, if you out there on your little radio thing, man, you listen to me, man. God, you so fine.
What you gonna do when she put that dirty thing on you?
Okay, so
that should be right.
Okay, so the last commandment says, "Thou shalt follow all of my rules," because I know what I'm talking about. So,
see,
again,
that's where they were lying
again,
at.
Well, honestly, all of the both of the articles were pretty much kind of neck and neck of what, you know, of what they were, you know, what they're saying. So pretty much everything
is pretty much
you know, cut it dry. So how about that's not true? Okay, I have an online listener saying he's gay. He's not gay. He's not gay.
He's
not gay. I'm telling you, he's not
gay.
Don't say that.
Get what? He the one that's telling you that.
It's not him, and he's not gay. That's what I'm. He's not gay. But I was, you know, honestly, whatever. I'm done.
What do you mean when a woman say they done?
I mean, when a woman's done, they done. Okay, you know, like when the song R. Kelly, when a woman fed up, that is true. That is absolutely.
But if you ain't dealt with nobody that long, why would they say they done? That mean it would never shit down. That mean it would never shit down. Hold on, I'm finna get out my feelings, but we can continue with this radio show. Hey, that was just on my mind. Somebody told me they were done. I'm trying to figure out how long they've been cooking.
That mean when she told you she was done, she didn't want to deal. I saw that. I think you posted somebody on Facebook. She don't want to deal with you no more. I hate to tell you that. She don't want to deal.
She didn't want to deal with my shit no more.
Right. Don't nobody want to deal with that. That's basically what it was.
Nobody want to deal with it. People deal with it.
Some people might be like me.
I'm gonna get me a friend with benefits.
Well, you know what? I just told you the rules to the friends with benefits, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. And what I will do is I will post them on Facebook. Look, guys, I'm using an iPhone here. So when I'm posting on Facebook, I'm working from an iPhone. So if it looks all cluttered, then okay, sorry. But I will post the Ten Commandments because I did see someone post under our post on Facebook that they want – they're unable to hear the show right now because they're working, so they want me to reiterate the rules. And I definitely will do that. I'll do that. And I'll also throw in what my co-host stated, his new word for the day, you know. So, I mean, we like I said,
my
we
new
really
word.
Enjoy.
What's my new word? The.
So
see, you ain't even paying attention.
Yes, I did. I'm a host. You're going to see I paid a lot of attention. You know, so
Don't do me.
Tonight we talked about friends with benefits, guys. We thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Turn Up Tuesday, 6 months on the air, and we are our fan base is growing, and we really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Go ahead, mailman, and let them know exactly where they can get this hat from, because I need to get me some.
Look, man, y'all can catch me on Twitter at LaceFrontKiller with an A. And you can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair, one word. And you can catch me on Facebook at Mailman Esperanza and Miguel Esperanza pages. And then, you know, I'm already worldwide, and I'm doing a 4th of July sale, man. So y'all get in touch with those links or whatever, and y'all enjoy y'all night. I'm about to go back downstairs to the $2 Tuesday, man. It's time for me to turn up
all
for
right.
Real.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what we about to do. $2 Tuesday, guys. 41.
Hey. Yeah.